Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
Pope Francis has died. So what happens next? The death of a pope sets into motion an entire series of fascinating and mysterious rituals and ceremonies that ultimately culminate in the rise of a new pontificate, a new leader of the world's 1.4 billion Catholics. I'm Dr. Steve, your patron professor, and we're going to get a fascinating look at the rituals of death and rebirth that are unfolding as we speak inside the Vatican, and how one cardinal in particular appears to be taking the lead for the next pope.
We will stand bravely, dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
As we speak, America is regaining its rightful place as the greatest, most powerful, and prosperous nation on Earth. We already have so much to celebrate: safer borders, the dismantling of DEI, permission to drill, baby, drill, and $1 trillion in new investments released in the country. We stand on the precipice of what would be known as the most prosperous time in American history. The only question is, will you be an active participant in the golden age, or will you sit passively on the sidelines watching everyone else build wealth? Well, if you want to be part of the former, then I urge you to join me and my good friend Mark Wilburn at the Golden Age Summit on Thursday, April 24th at 4 p.m. Eastern. Mark is a stock market expert whose recent recommendations have led to returns of over 200%. He's an amazing teacher and has a knack for demystifying the market so everyday Americans can participate in this golden age we're now in. But don't wait. Seating registrations are limited, so click on that link below right now and register today, and I'll see you for an event that promises to change your life. The death of Pope Francis has already set in motion a series of ancient, well-established rituals and procedures within the Roman Catholic Church designed to honor the late pontiff and ensure the smooth transition to a new leader. The first formal act is the confirmation of the pope's death, which is confirmed by what's called the Office of the Camerlengo. The Camerlengo is the official Vatican office that administers the property and revenues of the pope, and who is responsible for verifying the death and overseeing the initial transition period. It's a very solemn ceremony. After the doctor initially pronounces the death of the pope, the Camerlengo comes to his bedside and calls out his baptismal name three times. And if the pope does not answer, he is then ceremonially and officially pronounced dead. The papal apartments are then sealed, and the fisherman's ring, a symbol of the pope's authority, is destroyed, along with the dyes used to make the papal seal to signify the end of this pontificate. Vatican flags are flown at half-staff, and the bronze doors of St. Peter's Basilica are closed. From that point forward, a 9-day mourning period known as the Novendial begins. And during this time, daily masses are held, and the pope's body lies in state at St. Peter's Basilica, allowing the faithful to come and pay their respects. The funeral typically takes place 4 to 6 days after the pope's death, and reports are that Pope Francis requested a simpler ceremony than his predecessors, opting for a wooden cross and burial at the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome rather than beneath St. Peter's Basilica. And of course, the funeral is attended by world leaders, religious figures, and hundreds of thousands of mourners from all over the globe. Now, the period between the death of a pope and the election of his successor is called the sede vacante, meaning the seat of the vacant. And it represents the interregnum period between the end of one papacy and the beginning of another. It's a period of time where the College of Cardinals manages the day-to-day affairs of the church, but they do not make major decisions. They certainly cannot speak ex cathedra definitively, as the Pope alone can do. It's during this time that the cardinals fly in from around the world and gather in Rome to hold discussions on the future direction of the church and potential candidates for the papacy. Now, the next thing we see in this process, this literal transition from death to rebirth, is what's called the conclave. Between 15 and 20 days after the Pope's death, the cardinals, all of whom have to be under the age of 80, currently now about 135 cardinals, enter a conclave in the Sistine Chapel, one of my favorite buildings of the world, the wonderful Michelangelo paintings in there, to elect the new pope. The cardinals are sequestered from the outside world, and they cast secret ballots, requiring a two-thirds majority to elect a new pontiff. After each round of voting, the ballots are burned. Black smoke signals no decision, while white smoke announces that a new pope has been chosen. Once elected, the new pope is introduced to the world from the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica, representing the rebirth, indeed the resurrection promised in Christ for all believers. What began in death has ended in a new beginning and a new era for Catholics the world over. Now, there are several candidates for the papacy that are being considered. These candidates are broad and diverse, reflecting the global character of the Catholic Church and the complex legacy of Francis's papacy. There is no clear front runner at this point, but several cardinals are widely discussed as potential successors, each representing different theological and geographical perspectives. At the top of the list among conservatives is Cardinal Robert Serra of Guinea, a staunch advocate for the church as a protector of Western civilization. Here's what he recently said about his concerns for the Western world.
D'occidental, qu'est-ce qui vous inquiète?
Vous savez, la plus grande inquiétude, c'est que l'Europe ne veut plus ou a perdu le sens de ses origines. Il a perdu ses racines. Or, un arbre qui n'a pas de racines, il meurt. Et j'ai peur que l'Occident meure. Il y a beaucoup de signes. Oui, beaucoup de signes. Pas plus de natalité. Et vous êtes envahi quand même par d'autres cultures, d'autres peuples qui vont progressivement vous dominer en nombre et changer.
Now, if you're listening by way of our 20 million podcast downloads, Cardinal Serra just said there that he's very concerned, very afraid that the West is dying. We're being invaded by other cultures, by other peoples, which will progressively dominate us by their numbers and completely change our culture, our convictions, and our values. He's completely the opposite of Francis, who routinely advocated, unfortunately, a more globalist WEF-inspired global order. Also in the running is the Hungarian Cardinal Peter Erdo, Archbishop of Budapest, who's a canon law expert and leading conservative voice among the Catholic hierarchy. Now, to be clear, there is no single favorite. The conclave can be highly unpredictable with no clear consensus among the cardinals, partly due to the diversity of France's appointees who make up 80% of the cardinals who will be voting. And it'll be interesting to see if they recognize the historic moment we're in with the rise of a civilizationalist world that is largely rejecting the liberal progressivism of the modern age gone by. We'll soon find out. But until then, the world will say goodbye to Pope Francis and wait in anticipation for a new era in the Catholic papacy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.